out just on the edge of that industrial complex on the south. Yeah, the trading post was about his guest house, and then if you go straight through the woods there and across Propty, you'd come to Lebanon in about a half a mile. There's a marker there. And this is where the post stop was.
I was just curious, since we're doing sort of a language study anyway, one thing I usually ask is, do you think that the language has drastically changed much? I mean, you know, the type of language people speak now, the proper language, you know, the language that people considered proper at a time, or even the what you might call the average language or the common language?
Well, I think in this area, this has been probably a continuous process. I've seen a lot of change since I was interested. See, one of my fortes was English, and I've always liked it. And of course, as I got into this field of journalism and writing, it became more and more important. But there's been a lot of change. There's been a great change among our Negro people. They speak much more good English than they did. And in days gone by, there were more Negro enunciations, or pronunciations, if you please, among the whites than there is today. You whites and blacks don't rub their elbows as much as they once did. Mm.
So there is somewhat of a change?
Oh yes, there's been a big change there.
What do you think about the language that you hear, like on TV or something like that? Is that very much different than that?
I think I'm biased against TV, and I get irritated with TV English every time I listen to a program over a night's period. For example, I think it's just stupidity. Every script writer, apparently, for TV has the phrase, "I understand," to talk back or answer back to certain types of questions that might come up, regardless of whether it's a shooting or a marriage or whatever. I understand. Well, that's asinine to me. I don't believe any of our folks would have that sort of a stock phrase. They'd say maybe if it's within a family, mm-hmm. Or,
You mean as an affirmative, someone said,
yeah.
And they say, "Oh, I understand."
No, this is TV saying, "I understand."
Oh.
Now, I'd say if it's within a family and among people you knew, you'd say, mm-hmm, something like that as affirmative. Or if it is a person maybe on a business and he wanted your opinion, you'd say, "Well, I think so. That's probably right." Phrase I usually use is usually includes right and one of that's about right, or I think you are right, something like that. But this idea of every person, no matter what his stage in life, say, "I understand," they got all the niggers, you know.
Yeah.
Well, it just didn't make sense to me.
You ever heard anybody say something like, "Well, that's right," and then after they'd say something like, let's say a person's trying to convince someone else of an argument or a point, and you'd say, "Now you agree with that, don't you?" Or "That's right, ain't it?" Or something like that. You might say something like that.
Yeah.
That's more that question's in the book, by the way.
You might not, I think, say today you wouldn't use "ain't" much as often. You might say it this way: doesn't that about sound like you think, or isn't that about what you think?
Some people might even say, "That's right," "I'm right," "Am I not?"
Or you might
have heard that.
Yeah.
Okay, back to this question here. What was the occupation of your parents?
Well, Mom was always a homemaker, and Pop was always a farmer. And Pop was a good civic leader, too.